Started in the Torahway of Northwest London, Thursday, 20th of October, 22nd of Heshvan. Rabbi Akiva Rosenblatt, Lo Sukkon Neymar. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Reich, the first Simcha Bar Mitzvah Shal Shlomi Reich. Yirat Shen Shuska Horov was Kenov, the Rav Nachas, the Menon Nicole, Yotze, Chalot Sehem.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me back. Compliment to be invited back. I was going to discuss this morning the part of the sugya of Leisachanem, which we'll discuss in more detail soon. Why Leisachanem? In addition to being Rav in Hadley Wood, I also have the privilege of learning in Kodol Nachlas Eliezer, which is directed by my father, but also the Rosh Chabur of that Kodol is Reb Chaim Rappaport, who has an unbelievable wealth, encyclopedic knowledge of almost every area of Torah, and he is guiding us through the sugya of Leisachanem. So I'm still in the middle of the sugya of Leisachanem. I don't have a kinyan on the entire sugya. However, I have learned a fair amount, and I'll share with you one element of Leisachanem. I also discovered a tenuous link between this week's parsha and Leisachanem as well. If you look at the end of this week's parsha, we have this mysterious business with Avram and the Bnei Keturah. He has Vayikach Isha, the end of Perek Chafei. Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha Shma Keturah. So Avram marries this woman called Keturah, which according to some I think is Hagar. Rashi says it's Hagar. And he has another few children with her. And it says, Vayitein Avram is Kol Asher Loili Yitzchak. Avram gives everything that he had to Yitzchak. However, the Torah carries on and says, Vedevnei HaPilagshim Asher Avram, Nosn Avram Matonos. And it says the Bnei Pilagshim to Avram, Avram gave matonos, presents. There is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim as to what exactly these matonos were, but I did see that there are those that asked the question, how was Avram allowed to give matonos to the Bnei Pilagshim? L'chaira, this is Leisachanim, is giving presents to Goyim, and they discuss over there. Perhaps at the end of this, we'll have a bit more of an understanding as to how Avram was allowed to do that. But that's an interesting link between this week's parasha, at the end of this week's parasha, and Leisachanim. So let's jump straight in to the sugya of Leisachanim. And really, the sugya begins with the pasuk in the Torah's parashas Veschanon. And the Torah is talking about when the Bnei Yisrael enter into Eretz Yisrael, ki yiviyacha Hashem alekeach al haaretz, when Hashem brings you into the land, Hashem atav Hashem al rishto, which you're going to inherit. V'noshal goyim rabim miponecha. And you have all these goyim, the Chiti, v'hagirgashi, v'emori, the Shiva amim, and basically Shiva goyim rabim v'atumim mimecha. You have these Shiva amim which are in your way in Eretz Yisrael. And there are a list of rules and instructions about how to deal with these Shiva Amim. And it says, in the son of Hashem lekech lefanecha, Hashem will give them over to you. You'll defeat them. V'yikisam. Hacharim tacharim ha'isam. Number one, le'sichros lohem bris. Do not enter into a covenant with them. Don't have a bris with these Shiva Amim. V'loy sechonim. And do not show them favor. That's the direct translation of Zechonim. Do not show them favor. And the pasuk carries on. Don't marry into them. Don't let your son marry. Don't let your daughter marry their son. All these rules the Klal Yisrael are given before they enter into Eretz Yisrael. Is that a question? Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll get there. Yeah, but the translation of Zechonim, if you're going to translate it, the Yisrael are going to translate this word Zechonim, means do not show them favor. But this is where you need chazal, because this is one of the examples of something the Torah tells us to do, which if not for chazal, we wouldn't quite know what the gedorim are of this love. Like, all the Torah says is do not show them favor. What does that mean? How does that play out in real life? So, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the following. Bottom of your test, Omid Beis, over to Chof Omid Aleph, says, Om Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, says Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, says Lois Echonim. Okay, the pasuk says Leisachanim, Leisitein lahem chaniya bekarka. Don't let them have a chaniya. Don't let them have a place, so to speak, bekarka in your land. So you can't sell land to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, says the Gemara, Hay Leisachanim iboyle dohrikom rachman leisit lahem chain. Says the Gemara, doesn't Leisachanim tell us something else? Leisitein lahem chain. Don't show them favor, which we'll see what that means in a second. Says the Gemara, no, if that was the case, the Gemara should say, the Pasuk should say, Loi Sechoinem, it should say Mole with a Vav. If it doesn't say it with a Vav, then the Torah is coming to teach us two things. Number one, not to give them Chaniya Bekarka, and number two, Loi Sitin Lahem Chain, Don't show them favor. The Gemara carries on and says, "Vakati mibalid hori omar rachmona." Says the Gemara, "Don't we know there's another love as well, which we understand from Leitz Chanan, which is lo sitein lahem matnas chinom." Don't give them matnas chinom, which are presents, basically, to the goyim. Says the Gemara, if that was the case, the pasuk should have said lo sechinem, my lo sechanim shma minokulu. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says we learn three things from this love of lo sechanim. Number one, chania bekarka. Number two, lo sitein lahem chaim, which we'll see what that means soon. And number three, matnas chinom. And the Gemara continues, because two of those are pretty self-understood. Not to give them chania bekarka, not to sell them land in Eretz Yisrael, and also lo sitein lahem matnas chinom, to give them a present. That is something we can understand what that means. What does it mean, lo sitein lahem chaim? So the Gemara carries on at the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph and says, Mesayel le Rav. This is a siyua, this is a raya to Rav, to Omar Rav, Osir la Odom, it's also for someone to say, She Yoimar, Kama Noe Oved Kechovim Zeh. Kama Noe Oved Kechovim Zeh, how beautiful is this Oved Kechovim? So the Gemara is telling us that one element of Lo Sechanim, one of the three elements of Lo Sechanim, is you can't say, Kama Noe Oved Kechovim Zeh, you can't speak favorably about an Oved Kechovim. Now, I just want to point out, we're going to be focusing today on this third one of Lo Sitein Lahem Chein, not to speak favorably about an Oved Kechovim. I want to point out one thing, which is not necessarily so related to this, but it might come in later, and that is, Tosfos points out that we do have a Gemara in Pesachim that says, Sheilech Adam Yerech Lo Oved Kechovim, Lo Oved Kechovim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that you can send meat to an Oved Kechovim for free. Frek Tosfos, it's a stira to this Gemara. The Gemara here tells us you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a guy. And Tosfos famously answers, based on the Tosefta says, when it's makiroi, it's muta. When it's someone that you know and you're familiar with, and you have a relationship with, makiroi is muta, says Tosfos. Why? Mipnei shehu kamoichar eloi, because it's as if you're selling it to him. When you have a relationship with someone, you have a, when you have something to do with a guy, then when you give them a matana, it's never going to be chinam. You're always going to be getting something in return. There's always going to be something which you will get back from them. And what the love of matnas chinam is when you give something to a guy for absolutely no reason whatsoever, other than to enhance your friendship with the guy. But if there's a makiro, if there's a neighbor, if it's someone who you have a business relationship with and there's a present being given over there, it's never going to be chinam. There's always going to be something you get in return. It's an exchange, not a gratuitous, purely gratuitous gift. But moving on into the third element of Lo Sechanim, which we said, as Rav says, is you can't say Kama Noe Oved Kechovim Zu. Let's talk briefly about what this love is all about. Why? What's the, so to speak, the time of Dekorah? Not mamish the time of Dekorah, but what is the reason behind the Torah giving us all these restrictions in terms of our relationship with Goyim? So the Sefer HaChinuch says the following. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishroshe HaMitzvah. He says the Sefer HaChinuch Lachshim when he talks about what the reason is behind the mitzvah. The Fishat Chilas Kol Maisa B'nei Adam. The beginning of all actions of man, he kviyas ha-machshava b'maisim v'ilis tovarim ha-svas ha-loshin. The way we act and the way we behave it comes from the way we speak and the way we think. And he says, v'achar ha-machshava v'hadibur bo'i tasa kol malacha. The way we think and the way we speak, that is what encourages us, that is what we use in order to, but that's the way we behave, basically. V'alkein, and therefore, b'him no'einu b'machshava b'dibur. The fact that the Torah restricts us b'machshava, with thinking, b'dibur, and with speech, mimtsoi b'oved kechovim te'eles v'chem, to find something good about an oved kechovim, hinenu nimnoim b'kach min eschabarimoim, therefore the Torah is preventing us from becoming close to them, from developing relations with them, and more importantly, umi liridoif achar ahavosam, and to follow that which they love, umi lomoy dover mikol maseim harom, and to learn all the maseim harom from them, learn all the bad things which they so basically, what the chinuch is saying is that the reason why the Torah gives all these lavin is to prevent us from having a negative influence from our surrounding goyim. And I'm not going to go through the Rishonim over here, but the Rishonim pretty much say all the same thing, that it's to prevent us from being negatively influenced by these Oved Kechovim. Now we have an interesting Gemara as well in Shabbos. This is the famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says the following story. Everyone knows the story in the Gemara. But the Gemara says the following. There's a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They are talking about the Romans, discussing the Romans. What did the Romans do for us? The Yosvi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda were sitting together, having a discussion. The Yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu. And Yehuda ben Gerim is also sitting over there. As we're going to see, Yehuda ben Gerim wasn't necessarily the best guy, but let's see. Posach, Rabbi Yehuda v'Omar, Rabbi Yehuda began and said the following. Kama no'im maseim shel umazu. Look how amazing, look how brilliant the maseim of this umma, the Romans, are. What did they do? Tiknu shavokim, they were masakin marketplaces. Tiknu gesharim, they established, they built bridges. Tiknu merchatzois, they built bathhouses. Look what the Romans did for us. Look how amazing the Romans are, basically, is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Rabbi Yossi shosak, Rabbi Yossi was sitting there as well, in on the discussion. He kept shtum, he didn't say anything, he didn't want to get involved with this discussion. Nan the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai then responded and said, Kol ma shetiknu, everything the goyim did, lo tiknu ela l'tzorech atzmon. They were only masakin for themselves. Tiknu shvokin, why were the goyim masakin? Marketplaces, lohesha ben zonos. So they can have zonos in their marketplaces, for znus. Tiknu merchatzois, they were masakin merchatzois, bathhouses, la'adein bahen atzmon. To pamper themselves. They did it for themselves. And thirdly, Gesharim, and they built bridges, Litomehen Meches, so that they could collect their taxes properly. The second half of the story is more familiar to everyone. That is when Yehuda ben Gerim goes and he shares this discussion with others. Eventually, it reaches the Roman emperor, and the Romans sentence Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to death. Rabbi Yehuda gets elevated for the good things he said. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sent to death, and hence, as we know, he runs off to the cave and spends many years in his cave learning Torah. But there's an obvious problem with this Gemara, based off what we were just talking about before, and that is, how on earth was Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, allowed to say what he said about the Romans? Surely, Rabbi Yehuda would have been aware, of course Rabbi Yehuda was aware of this love of an Esitin Lochem, as Rav says, Asad Adam Lema Kama Noya, you can't say how fantastic this guy looks, or how fantastic this guy are. Culture can, you can't say how well they behave. So what on earth was Rabbi Yehuda doing when he was talking about the goyim in such an amazing way? This question, interestingly, is not so much addressed by the Rishonim, but it is addressed by the Achronim, the Gra, the Chasam Sofer. They're all bothered. How was Rabbi Yehuda allowed to do this? How was he allowed to say, Kama noyim asem shalom azu? How amazing these Romans are. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Dibros Moshe, on the Gemara there in Shabbos, also says, another question. He asks, Stam, what? Why were they having this discussion? Why on earth was Rabbi Yehuda, you know, putting to the side whether Rabbi Yehuda was allowed to say what he said about the Romans? Are you allowed to say the Romans are so amazing? Why was Rabbi Yehuda having this discussion with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the first place? What were they just? They had nothing better to talk about than what the Romans did for the Bnei Yisrael. Why aren't they talking Torah? Is there any halachic ramification to this discussion? What were they doing? Just having some fun talking about the Romans? Of course that can't be what's going on, but why were they having this discussion? And also, why did Rav Shimon bar Yochai feel the need to make a macha as well? He knew that it was dangerous to speak that way about the Romans. Why was he speaking up in this inyan? If it makes no nafka minna, really, if he's just expressing the fact that he thinks the Romans did it for their own benefit, then there was no need for him to speak up. He could have kept quiet like Rav Yossi and kept himself out of trouble. As we see, he really got himself in trouble by speaking up. So what on earth is Rav Moshe addressing these two questions as well? And interestingly, what Rav Moshe continues and says is that when it comes to Lo Sechonim, when it comes to Lo Sitin Lahem Chein, when you have a situation whereby there is also another mitzvah, another element at play, and that is the inyan of Hakoras HaTov. Rav Moshe says, really, what Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon were arguing about, they were arguing about whether the Romans did things for the Klal Yisrael or not, for the Bnei Yisrael or not, but really what they were arguing about was, is there a chiyuv of Hakoras HaTov to a goy, to goyim? Well, see, Yidden is different. Is there a chiyuv of Hakoras HaTov to goyim when they do it purely for their own benefit? If a guy does something, nothing to do with us, no interest in helping us, and does it purely for their own benefit, is there a chiyuv of Hakoras HaTov over there to them? Rav Moshe says when it comes to a yid, it's different, because even when they do things shelo lishma, it's considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore, of course, there's a chiyuv of Hakoras HaTov, but we don't say that by goyim. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying, even though, of course, Rabbi Yehuda agreed with Rav Shimon bar Yochai that the Romans built these bathhouses and built these marketplaces and built the bridges for their own benefit. It was nothing to do with the Yidden over there. They had no interest in serving the Yidden over there. It was purely for their own benefit. But Rabbi Huda was saying, still we have a Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov, still we have to be Makar Tov to the Romans for everything they've done for us. They've made life so much better and easier for us, and therefore we have to express our Hakaras HaTov to them. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no. If they do things for their own benefit, they do things purely for themselves, there is no chiyuv of hakaras hatov whatsoever, and therefore he was moicha, not stam, having a discussion about whether the Romans did things for the Bnei Yisrael or for the Klal Yisrael or not. They were having a discussion in the halacha of hakaras hatov. Is there a chiyuv of hakaras hatov or not? And therefore, Shimon Bar Yochai felt the need to stand up and make a macha, else the halacha of hakaras hatov, not stam, else the Romans. I saw there was a question over here. Was that a question or...? No. Okay. Yeah, we see that. We see that with Moshe Rabbeinu, with striking the with the Nile. Yeah, he asked. Yeah, and we also see that Hakaras HaTov. Just interestingly, from him, we see that Hakaras HaTov is not something which is just saying thank you to the person that did you the favor. Did what? Hakaras HaTov is a feeling. Hakaras HaTov is the understanding of someone did something for me. Rabbi Huda wasn't speaking to the Romans. He wasn't sending a letter to the Roman emperor thanking him for the bathhouses. He was expressing this himself, alt his own chiyuv of Hakaras HaTov, of feeling Hakaras HaTov towards the Romans, and that was his chiyuv, so much so that it trumped this love of leisitin and chaim, to be really seen. And by the way, I forgot to mention as well, you have to say this, and I think Rav Moshe points this out as well, you have to say that even Rabbi Huda agrees that the Romans did it for themselves. Why? Because we have a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, right at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about the Osid Lavoi, when the Goyim come before Hashem, and they are trying to get out of jail free over here, and they say to Hashem, the Romans say, Omrim Nefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Shvokim Tikninu. Look how amazing we are with all the marketplaces we build. Harbe Merchatzoi Sosinu, we build all these bathhouses. Harbe Kesef Azar Vibrino Vukulam Loyosinu Elabishvili Israel. So the Goyim are trying their luck over here, and they say to Hashem, look at what we've done for your people. Look at how amazing we've been. Look what we've built. Look at these skyscrapers. Look at these bridges. Look at these roads. Everything was done for the Yidden. And Hashem responds back to them and says, he doesn't mince his words over here, and says, Shoytim Sheba Oilom. Kol ma shel sisem atzarech atzmechem asisem tekanten shvokim leishu ben zoinois. Mamesh like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, you built shvokim for zoinois. Amerchatzois la'adim behem atzmechem kesev azov, the money you gave shalihu. Anyway, Rabbeinu Shalom is not impressed with what they are expressing over here. And of course, Rabbi Huda is not going to argue on Hashem himself, and therefore when Rabbi Huda was saying that he wasn't saying they did it for us. He was saying that although they did it for themselves, there's still a chiyuv of hakaras hatov incumbent upon us to express that to the goyim, even though you're getting into an area of leisitin lamchem, not to speak nicely about the goyim. So we do see from Rav Moshe over here, interestingly, that even though we have this love, leisachonim, leisitin lamchem, and as Rav says, not to speak nicely about the goyim, when it comes to hakaras hatov, when it comes to expressing one's hakaras hatov, when it comes to expressing one's gratitude to the goyim. Oh, and by the way, Rav Moshe continues and says, Pashas, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So that Rav Moshe, he does say, Tzorichi and the Maisa, Ledina, but it seems clear from Rav Moshe that when it comes to hakaras hatov, it would be mutter to express gratitude, not just to the goy himself, but also if someone has a... For example, someone has had a surgery and they are grateful for the doctors for looking after them in the way which they did. They're grateful whoever it was, whatever one goes through in life, and there's a feeling of hakaras hatov over there towards the guy, that would fit into the same category over here as well. When there's an expression of hakaras hatov, when it's coming from being makir tov, doesn't fall into the love of kama noya maseim shelzu, and therefore one would be allowed to express it to others as well. That's what we understand from Moshe. Yeah.
Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda have a raya from Los Hasayev Mitzri, Kigei Ayisav Aratzoi? Yeah, the Mitzriim didn't host us because they wanted to look after us.
Yeah.
They did it for themselves. And I thought, Bikain, you have to have Hakaras HaTov for that.
So the question over here is that we have a Mefurish, Mechayra, there's a pasuk which says, Mamish like Rabbi Yehuda, Los Hasayev Mitzri, you can't, and tag. When it says Los Hasayev Mitzri, that's the opposite. That's not being disrespectful to the Mitzri, that's not putting them down. But what Rabbi Huda, or what one could argue, is to be neutral. Don't necessarily express your Hakaras HaTov, but don't be gracious to them. but also don't be nasty to them as well. Lusasaiva, I think, means don't do the opposite. So that's slightly different. But yeah. There is a concept of akaras hatoiv. You do see there's a concept of akaras hatoiv, yeah.
His element of that Yehu Yisub also is referring to when Yaakov Avinu came, Shasat Chalak.
Right.
And he resided there and they treated him nicely.
Right.
So therefore we deserve akaras hatoiv because of what happened.
To treat them nicely. To dafka to treat them nicely, yeah. I didn't discuss this. I'm going to talk about something else now as well. We're going to go into another tshuva over here, but there is a lot of raid on what type of goy the Torah is talking about over here when it says lo sechaneh. First of all, as mentioned right at the beginning, the context of the pasuk is talking about the Shiva Amim. The Torah says that people might wear prizi beivusi. It seems to be talking about dafka the Shiva Amim. However, we do know the love of lo seschatin vom, which is in that very same parasha, of course, applies to all goyim, and Tosfos says very clearly that although the sichras lahem bris actually only applies to the Shiva Amim, which is mamish the words just before lo sechanim, which is fascinating. In the pasuk it says lo sichras lahem bris, and then it says lo sechanim, and we know that sichras lahem bris only applies to the Shiva Amim. The concept of having a covenant with the goyim is only the Shiva Amim. However, says Tosfos, of course lo sechanim. He says it's davar poshut. I don't know if Tosfos brings a right for this. It's davar poshut. Lo sechanim, of course, applies to all ovdei avodah zarah, to all goyim. Now Tosfos does use the expression of ovdei avodah zarah. The secondary question will be, does lo sechanim apply dafka to an ovdei avodah zarah? So Nachanami applies to all goyim, but does it apply to all goyim who are ovdei avodah zarah, or does it only apply to goyim? Does it apply only to goyim who are ovdei avodah zarah? Or what if a guy is not an ovdei avodah zarah? What if a guy is Mekayim Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach? The Chinuch does say, and this is Muskam El Rishonim, if someone is a Ger, this is Mefurish in the Gemara, if someone's a Ger Toshov, of course there's no Chiyuv, there's no Isser of Lo Sechonim. Why? Because Adarabba, with a Ger Toshov, there is a mitzvah of Lachayosev. A mitzvah of Lachayosev, we actually have to, mitzvah to give them presents, mitzvah to give them tzedakah, mitzvah to keep them alive. So when it comes to a Ger Toshov, of course there's no Lo Sechonim. The Shaila is it Shaykh to have a Ger Toshov is Man Azeh? You know, the Gemara says there's only a Ger Toshav is Man Shah Yovel Noyag, there's no Yovel today, so maybe there's no concept of Ger Toshav. Also, the Gemara does say that Ger Toshav needs a Kabbalah b'fnei Shloisha, he needs a Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvah b'nei Noyach b'fnei Shloisha. Also, the Rambam does say as well that a guy to be Mekabal Sheva Mitzvah b'nei Noyach can't just keep them because he feels it's the ethical, moral way of living, but he keeps the Sheva Mitzvah b'nei Noyach because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from him. So it is, as I said, I'm in the middle of the sugya still. There are Rishonim that say that it's dafka ovdei avodah zarah, the Rashba and the Meiri, and some understand the Rambam that way as well, that it's dafka ovdei avodah zarah. There are those that disagree, so we're not going to go into the sugya of whether it's ovdei avodah zarah as well. But for now, we'll just pretend we're talking about a goy who is an ovdei avodah zarah. Someone who's mamish an ovdei avodah zarah, can you say the things you want to say about them? And Ramosha Sen Vakara said you can. Now, we have another interesting tshuva over here in the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer has a fascinating question over here. The Shoyal was asking, the Yisoyda Heta the Shabeach Chachmei Umas Ha'olam. What about being the Shabeach, the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam, when they come up with their scientific discoveries, when they have something wise to say, something wise to share? Can we quote them? Can we say something in their name? L'chayra, that's saying kama noya, you know, dibureyem machshavaseyem. L'chayra, that should be a problem of lo sechanim. But he said, and the Shoyal is asking, we do find that the Rishonim, and most famously the Rambam, does very often quote, especially in Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam very often quotes Aristotle. And Aristotle, he quotes him in the Shvach, he doesn't just quote what Aristotle says. He says he's the closest that one could ever get to Nevuah, the highest level of wisdom that a human being can possibly have before Nevuah. The Rambam really does express a lot of nice things about Aristotle, and the Shoyal is asking, how does this work? How does this play out in real life? How is this not a violation? How is this not a transgression of Lo Sitan Lahem Chein? And the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tesvov, Simen Mem Zayin, discusses this at length, and he brings many different heterim for this. And I'm just going to discuss a few of the heterim that Tzitz Eliezer shares because it's quite interesting. And he says, number one, when the whole, as we see in the Chinuch as well, the whole reason behind Lo Sechanim is that one shouldn't learn from their bad ways. One shouldn't express how much they appreciate in Ovid Kechavim, because by doing so, you're going to come to think about them more and come to respect them more and come to learn from their negative influence. They're going to have a negative influence on us. However, the Tzitz Eliezer says, if you are doing something, if you are quoting them the Tav, meaning if you are quoting them mitzad derech eretz v'korev l'das shel Torah, if you are quoting them because they have midas tovis, if you are quoting them because they say something which we as Yidden can learn from as well, then adarabba, then we can learn from everyone. Lomid mikol adam, you can learn anything from anyone, and therefore if they say something which is relevant, they say something which is of help to us in terms of how to live good lives, derech eretz, as he says, v'korev l'das shel Torah, then of course you can mention them. And he says that's number one why the Rambam was able to do so about Aristotle. And we do find many times, the Gemara says, b'gimel dvarim mishabeach ani, the Gemara says many times you see in the Tanoim Amoraim, they talk about the Goyim, Latav. They say we can learn gimel three things from the Parsiim, we see in the Brachos as well, you can learn three things from the Goyim. So you do see in Chazal themselves learn good things from the Goyim. There is another heter as well, and that is to speak about an umma at large. Lois Echonim is talking about speaking about an individual goy. When you speak about someone individually, there's a relationship over there. One feels an affinity towards that particular individual. Look how amazing that football player is. Look how amazing this artist is, whatever. You start to think about that particular person. You start to feel you want to learn from who they are, and there's a negative influence that can come as a result of that. However, the post came to talk about the fact that if you are speaking nicely and graciously about an entire nation, that's different. There's less of a chashash. There's no chashash really over there that you'll come to learn from them. You're talking about something which is more kloliistic. You're not talking about a particular individual, in which case that would be okay as well. And by the way, there are those that understand the Gemara with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that way as well. That Rabbi Yehuda, when he was being Meshabeach the Romans, he was talking about Umma at large. He wasn't talking about a particular one individual, in which case that would be fine as well. So that's heter number two, which the Tzitz Eliezer discusses. Now he also continues and says that, what we were discussing as well, that if it's an dafka ovde avodah zara, just throw in that sniff as well, the heter. If it's not an ovde avodah zara, then it would be okay. There was another interesting heter over here, which the Tzitz Eliezer says, I just have to find it. Yeah, I don't know if this was the Tzitz Eliezer, but it definitely was, I think it's the Tzitz Eliezer. Yeah, when one is Meshabeach a goy, not for the sake of being Meshabeach the goy, but for the sake of comparing Klal Yisrael to the goyim, it's like an underhanded criticism, almost. One is saying, look what the goyim do, look how amazing they are, but then look how Klal Yisrael are in comparison to that. That, he says, of course that's okay, because what you're doing over there is really Mimushaber Klal Yisrael, by using, almost like as a stepping stone, using what you're saying about the Goyim as well. So there, one would be allowed to do that as well, when it's by way of comparison. Not stam, to say, look how amazing so-and-so is, but look how amazing this person is, and even more so, look how amazing someone is when they have Torah, when they have an understanding of Torah and mitzvahs as well, look how much more so that would give us. And lastly, he says as well, when it's a sipur dvarim ba'alma, when you're not mamish expressing your feelings towards what they're saying, when you're just quoting them as a reference, you're quoting them, but you're not being mishabeach them mamish. That's again not going to be included in the love of Leisitin Lehem Chain, because Leisitin Lehem Chain means to be Meshabeach them and express how much you appreciate what they've done, but Stam to be a Mesafer Dvorim Ba'alma is not going to be a problem at all. And to wrap up, we've seen the Gemara, which tells us the three things which are included in Lois Echonim. We've seen that Rav Moshe says this doesn't extend to a Koras HaTov, so Halach L'maisa, based on Rav Moshe as well, if one is Makar Tov to a goy for something they've done, not only is one allowed to do that, one is Mechuyev to express HaKoras HaTov to the goyim, not just express it to them directly, but to express it even to family members or to others as well, as we see with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. This has to be coming from a place of HaKoras HaTov, obviously. But not only that, but we see, as was brought up over here as well, we see how much the Chiyuv of HaKoras HaTov extends. We do see, obviously, that it applies to inanimate objects as well, but we see HaKoras HaTov applies not only when someone does something for you because they want to do something for you, but Hakara Satov is recognizing and appreciating that I've received something from someone else, regardless of whether they had kavana to do it for me. As we see the Rabbi Yehuda, the Romans had no interest in serving the Yidden at the time, they had no interest in building the marketplaces for them, but still, Rabbi Yehuda says they did it, we have to do Makar Tov to them, we have to express our appreciation for them, and therefore we have a Chiyuv Hakara Satov. And when there's no Hakara Satov, one needs to be careful when expressing what they say about the goyim. It's very easy to get to be led astray by that. Football players, presidents, prime ministers, all of the above. There is a lot that people sometimes get into when they talk about how amazing they are. One has to be careful that this actually could be included in the Issur of Lositin Lahem Chain. And thank you very much again for listening.
Don't really have that problem with presidents.